News on Radio London on the half hour.
Dateline Saturday, August the 21st, Malaysia. In the unrest following Singapore's withdrawal from the Federation, the Minister for Sabah, Mr. Donald Stevens, has announced his resignation from the government. Mr. Stevens stressed that this did not mean Sabah was leaving the Federation. Space. Gemini 5 was launched successfully this afternoon on the start of its 8-day flight. Athens. Police are trying to find the leaders of last night's demonstrations and have already started to question 200 suspects. Workers have started the mammoth task of clearing away smashed cars and glass and remains of fires in the city. Wolverhampton. A 19-year-old youth who is quoted as saying, "I had to stab him to get away," has been charged with the murder of Detective Sergeant James Stanford. The youth, Henry Wardley, said there was no accomplice. The weather. The cloudy, rainy weather will continue over most of the country this afternoon, but brighter periods from the west will move across the land. Extreme eastern districts cannot expect better weather, however, until later this evening. Temperatures will be low for the time of year, 17 centigrade, 63 Fahrenheit. The next news at 4:30, Ed Stewart reporting.
Tuesday, December the 27th, Dartmoor.
Hiroshima. 1,000 doves were freed this morning on the 22nd anniversary of the city's destruction by the atom bomb. About 35,000 people, mainly relatives of the bomb's victims, prayed silently in the city's Peace Memorial Park. Memorial services have also been held in New York and several other American cities. Motoring. Motorists are warned that the A414 between Hartford and Huddingford Bury in Hertfordshire is closed until 6 o'clock tonight, and an alternative side route is signposted. Finally, the weather. This afternoon it will remain rather cloudy in most...